Well, Aaron, as we look what's happening market-wise today, I know that there's been a lot of talk, and this kind of makes me chuckle because I think we do the same pattern every year. Brazil or Argentina, the corn crop looks horrible, but by gosh, when it gets close to harvest time, things start to turn around and the crop starts looking good. And that's what it sounds like we're hearing out of Brazil, that maybe the crop isn't as bad as what they initially thought.
Yeah, you're still hearing a lot of rumors down there as far as what is going on. They are looking for some more rains to move into South Brazil here currently, which they think could help the corn crop, especially the double corn. They do plant twice down there, so that's what they're looking at for the improvement. Beans, they're still looking at a much lower crop, but they are talking, like I said, about a record corn crop. So yes, that's part of what's pressuring the market here. You also have this USDA Outlook conference that we're supposed to get numbers from possibly tomorrow morning, at least on the carryout, and then a lot of those numbers may be coming out on Friday as well. So a lot of hesitancy in the market right now, just trying to get out of the way of some of the acre numbers that may come out of that. Most people are expecting those acre numbers right now to be around 94 million, but there's a lot of people talking more around the 95 million acre amount as well. So people are trying to get out of the way. You're seeing some large funds deciding to pull out of some of their long corn and old crop positions. And so we're causing some liquidation here recently in the marketplace.
If there could be any maybe growing optimism or positive news for the grain markets, it's got to be China. And obviously the recent announcements of purchases, but it sounds like they're going to be in the market for a while.
Absolutely, especially with beans. As you look to this, they are really expecting things to continue on exports for beans. There was another sale today just before I got on the call here that was announced by the USDA of 175,000 metric tons reported to China. So their purchases in the last week and a half, have really escalated, and we're getting kind of this counter-seasonal export business from them compared to what it usually is because of the South American problems and really the logistics and the ports down there and just the fact that they don't have near the bean crop, and you're looking like a 12 or 13 million metric ton lower world bean crop than we've had in the past. So we are very competitive right now in both markets, corn and beans, for export business. If you look at corn compared to Australian wheat right now, it's a $3 discount when it was earlier this month a $22 discount. So very competitive in both these markets. You saw some more spreading action yesterday with beans trying to pull away and gain some acres in this market from corn, which it needs to do right now. It's looking at a million less acres from what they've come out with here recently, which puts the carryout at the end of the year around that 200 million mark, and just not something that with the lower world bean crop this year that it wants to have at the end of the year. So they're going to fight for acres here as we come into this March time frame.
Well, speaking of optimism as well, when we look to the livestock side, the cash cattle asking prices, they're not asking for a lot, and I'd say that tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, exactly right. You're looking at 132, 134 for asking prices. You have cattle on feed this Friday report expecting about 102.5% on feed, which, that's strong upfront supplies that we're looking at there. You still have packer margins that are deeply in the red, but sharp gains in the beef prices here in the last couple days have closed that gap a little. So this whole thing just continues. If you see the futures continue higher this week, packers are going to have to continue to pay up. One thing that we talked a little bit about here was that ties into this a little was gas prices before. If you escalate these gas prices like it looks like they may with oil continuing to go because of the Iranian situation and people moving into some of the energy markets and moving out of some of the grain, you got to ask yourself what's one of the first things consumers are going to give up. It might be some of this expensive food that we're talking about now with these prices continuing to rise.
The Lenten season officially getting underway. We're going to see some boost to maybe the ham?
Yeah, I think, the hogs are coming under some pressure here. They are going to catch some spillover from the beef markets. You have the futures really having trouble pushing through some of this resistance. Optimism for cash prices would be spillover demand from the beef prices, and then the exports will catch fire again. We are coming into this time frame with hams that they should escalate, but it's also a seasonal time frame with increased spring supplies, and then also the mild winter that we have upping the weights on hogs a little bit here that we are catching too much supply here, and it's causing some problems. So it's a tough market right now. I think it will continue to stabilize as long as beef prices go up, but we are in the seasonal time frame where it is a little bit tougher.
Anything else we need to be on the outlook for the livestock trade?
I think for the livestock right now, it's with cattle especially, you've got this market where there is really no way of knowing how high this can go. There's no reason to expect